Hey, good morning. It is Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader.
I can't wait to hear about this. Producer JP, did you hear Maria talking about what she did with her husband? Or what she? We don't even know what she did.
What are you about to share that he's going to be very embarrassed about, Maria?
Well, went to California over the weekend, and we stayed at a friend's house, and they were gone. So we had the whole house to ourselves.
This is somebody that you known for a long time, like an old friend?
This is my best friend's parents.
Oh, okay. So not somebody that you really know directly, you know because of somebody else.
But they're like my mom and dad now.
Uh-huh.
As soon as my husband took them to the airport, he got back, we stripped down, drank mimosas, and went skinny dipping in their pool.
Yes! I love your style, Maria.
I don't know how I feel about this. So producer JP has stayed at your house before,
yes,
watching your dogs. Did you swim naked in her pool?
I did a belly flop in there, but I had my swim trunks on.
How would you feel if somebody went to your house and took their clothes off and was swimming around in your pool?
Well, you put it that way, it sounds kind of
weird. That's
the
only way to put it. That's what the chlorine's for. It kills all the germs.
I mean, it really... Obviously, you have a swimsuit on. It's not going to keep any germs in or out.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming... I don't even know how to ask this question or if I want to know the answer. But you guys had no clothes on. You were just swimming?
Yes.
You're lying to me!
Now that is over the line. I don't think they're ever going to want to get in their pool again. Do they know about this?
If their daughter is listening, if Tracy's listening, they know about it now.
Yeah, they know about the buck naked mimosas.
Yeah, not only you guys are...
Look at Chad's face. He's so frazzled.
Well, if I let somebody stay at my house and they did that, I don't think I'd be okay with it. Maybe I'm just being a prude. I don't know.
I don't know. Did I cross the line? Maybe we got to put it out there.
Cross many lines, I think. 602-260-1079 is our phone number. Dial us up. 602-260-1079. Did Maria cross the line? Hey, good morning, Maria and Chad Show. Who's this?
Colleen.
Hi, Colleen. What do you think? Did I cross the line?
Oh, hell no. Don't you think they haven't ever gone buck naked in their own damn pool?
But it's their pool. That's the weird thing, right?
As the guy said, that's what chlorine's for.
Amen, sister. I'm coming over to your pool this weekend.
I have a public pool, so you might not want to do that.
Yeah, good call.
My community center, you know, there's a lot of people in the pool, and they ain't buck naked.
Do people do freaky stuff in the community pool?
If they do it, they do it after hours, and I don't think they do. I honestly don't think they do. But then somebody's got the keys. Who knows?
Hey, Colleen, where are you calling from?
Mesa.
Colleen is team buck naked.
Nah, they just call me Big Nana.
Big Nana. Lots of things going on right now. Thank you, Colleen. Have a great morning. Bye-bye. In Phoenix, her name is Kathy. What do you want to say, Kathy?
I don't think she crossed the line at all. I mean, it's no worse than a kid peeing in the pool. That's what they made chlorine shock and algicide for.
Okay, let me just say a kid peeing in the pool is way worse than me skinny dipping.
Exactly my point. When my kid was little, he pooped in the jacuzzi, you know?
Yes.
What are you going to do? Things happen.
Can you pass the cornflakes?